A parents group in New Jersey continues to press for a virtual option for public schools. Governor Murphy has insisted in-person class is best and virtual will stay off the table. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports.
Karen Strauss wanted her son Logan to attend kindergarten in person, but he is considered high risk to contract COVID-19.
He has asthma and he is only 5 and he's had pneumonia, RSV, bronchitis, you name it, he's had it.
Strauss, who lives in Bridgewater, Somerset County, was able to convince district officials to give her child home instruction. As a co-founder of the group New Jersey Parents for a Virtual Choice, she is helping other parents obtain a similar arrangement for their child for fear of spreading COVID.
Realistically, I could just walk away right now and my family would be okay. But there's so many other families that aren't.
The parent group believes there should be a virtual option for children who are either medically fragile or lives with a family member who is at a high risk of getting infected. They delivered a petition last week with more than 27,000 signatures on it, asking Governor Murphy to reconsider his unequivocal decision of no virtual option for schools. Strauss called the governor in June during a program on News 12 New Jersey.
I want to reach out and see for the children that aren't compromised for all the families in New Jersey.
She told Murphy that her group would love to talk with him about their concerns about no virtual option.
Sure, very happy to meet, but not inclined to go there.
Murphy went on to say that there would have to be a high bar medically for a virtual accommodation. Strauss says that her group has yet to hear from the governor's office, but they have heard from Murphy's Republican rival in the gubernatorial race, Jack Cittarelli, who supports a virtual school option for parents. While she agrees with him on that choice, she personally disagrees with his stances against mask and vaccine mandates.
You choosing to not wear a mask, you choosing not to get vaccinated, does impact other people, the community, other kids in school, other staff members.
Murphy has been asked in recent months about meeting with Strauss's group. Here's what he said Monday.
I don't know that I personally committed to meeting with them, but I said that we would certainly meet with them. If people are reasonable, we meet with them, period. Even in some cases when they may be unreasonable.
New Jersey is somewhat unique in its approach. New York City is also barring virtual learning, but many districts, including Philadelphia, have continued to provide that option. Rachel Layton is on both sides of the issue. As a parent and a teacher, she welcomed the return to classrooms. Her son, Mason, began kindergarten this year in the Cherry Hill Public School District in Camden County.
Being 6 years old and starting kindergarten for the first time in a new school with new people is already, you know, nerve-wracking for kids.
And although she didn't work during the last school year, she heard about the frustrations with virtual learning from her colleagues.
I have a lot of friends who were incredibly, incredibly stressed, incredibly disheartened, just beside themselves with trying to manage life.
But she's also empathetic to parents like Strauss and her group. Layden says virtual should be an option for people who need it. However, she worries it wouldn't be successful without districts hiring many new teachers. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.